Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 24th of January. Prepper tip of the day. It's 3 websites. These are places where you can bid and or buy on government surplus. 3 websites. One is government-related. The other 2 are private that work with the government. And here's those 3 websites. First is GSA, that's Gulf Sierra Alpha, GSAauctions.gov. That's the government-related one. The next one is Gov, that's Gulf Oscar Victor, GovLiquidation.com, GovLiquidation.com. And last but not least, GovDeals.com, GovDeals.com. You need to be cautious, do your due diligence. If you want to buy something that's expensive, be sure you check it out personally first. And be aware where these things are located. You may end up buying something that's 1,000 or 2,000 miles or even 3,000 miles. It's a big country away from where you are. So it can be a lot of fun just seeing what's there. You never know what's going to pop up on these websites for sale. It could be a carton full of socks. It could be a small warship. It's just amazing. So check that out. That's our proper tip of the day. We have Patient Wayne in Green Room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff has been on my show a number of times, not any time recently, unfortunately. I apologize for the oversight. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.com, jrnyquist.com, and his website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, it's good to have you back. I don't even want to try to think how long it's been since you've been on with me, but some topics came up recently, and you came to mind, and I thought, well, I'm just going to get a hold of Jeff and see if he'll come back on here. You've been doing your work on this thing involving communists and the communist conspiracy for about how many years, Jeff?
Oh, more than 30 years now.
Really? Really? Now, refresh my memory.
1987,
My recollection is that you were an intelligence analyst in the U.S. military.
No, No, I never had that job. No.
Nope. You never had that job. Okay. Well, I was mistaken. I thought you were another intelligence analyst like I was. Well, I'm here at your website. Very well done, by the way. Easy to read. We've got a kind of a tan background with nice bold black letters on it, and blue when there's something to click onto. There was an article I was talking about last week, let's see which one it was. I think it might have been, they're all so good. here it is. This is the one I was talking about. Golitsyn's methodology and the Trump administration. And of course you're talking mm-hmm. about Anatoly Golitsyn. I quote Anatoly Golitsyn frequently. But the premise of today's show, and I'm going to set the stage here for you, Jeff, and we'll have our discussion. First of all, I'm not restricting this to Hussein Obama. I'm going back all the way to Ronald Reagan, basically. But Hussein Obama was the worst in terms, in my opinion. For 8 years, this man appointed Muslim communists to head various agencies, who in turn made appointments of more communist Muslims or communist Muslims, who in turn hired more Muslims are communist Muslims. I'm grouping them as three different groups. Muslims stand alone, communists stand alone, and Muslim communists stand alone, which is what Hussein Obama is, a Muslim communist. So for 8 years, these appointments and hirings went on, which means, in my opinion, based on what I know, there's no doubt hundreds, possibly thousands, of Muslims and or communists and or Muslim communists scattered throughout the various federal agencies. Your response, sir?
Yeah, the country has been penetrated by hostile elements. They target the intelligence agencies and corporations. They've targeted Congress. You know, the United States, you know, back in, I think it was in 1935, the FBI gave a report saying there was something like 5,000 or 6,000 communists in the United States government working for the government, suggesting that President Roosevelt at the time should, you know, get them out of government. And Roosevelt kind of laughed at the report. He didn't want to do that. He didn't think there was anything wrong with having thousands of so-called communists in the government. Some of his best friends were communists, or so he said at the time. It became a real problem, you know, for Congress later, when they realized that departments of the government had communists basically running them, like the Assistant Secretary of the Treasurer, Harry Dexter White, was a Soviet agent and may have been responsible in something called Operation Snow for provoking the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor, which was a Soviet operation to cause a war between Japan and the United States. It's quite possible that the policies at the end of World War II that led to the collapse of Eastern Europe under Soviet communism was, you know, due to agents within the Roosevelt administration, Soviet agents, and we never got all of them out. And look, the ones that congressional investigations exposed and got out of government in the 50s. Right back in government by the end of the 1960s. So we never fixed the problem. And then we made it worse. We got rid of congressional oversight. The Committee on Un-American Activities in the House was suspended. And we don't really have counterintelligence in this country. We don't investigate subversive organizations. And so we had Barack Hussein Obama, who was himself mentored by a communist, Frank Marshall Davis. He was groomed to be president. He became president. He brought communists into government. And are we surprised that we elect a Republican president and he's immediately accused of being a Russian agent?
Right, right.
By the same people who are.
Right.
Probably Russian agents.
I got a follow-up for you, Jeff, on something, yeah. A comment just made. I was at a public meeting. This is about, 12, 13 years ago, regarding a super fun cleanup site near St. Louis called Times Beach, where there was this the government came in and basically bought up all the homes, and because of alleged contamination in the soil. So I'm at this meeting. It took place in a church, and it was maybe 30 men and women. I'm sitting next to a young man, probably early to mid-30s, and we're just having kind of a casual conversation. And he mentions the following. He says that he had been a member of and been trained by the IWW. Now, I know what the IWW is, and hardly anybody does, and I'm sure you do. It's International Workers of the World, also called the Wobblies, which is an old communist group that's been around since the 1920s or 30s. I thought they'd all retired or died, but obviously they're not. So the next day I call up an FBI agent that I knew and had a personal relationship with, and I said, I got some hot stuff for you, some great information. I have located, and I got contact number, the name and phone number of this young communist. I said, I've got the name and contact information of a communist agent, and I want to provide that to you. So the FBI agent says, well, John, unfortunately, our agent, the FBI, no longer investigates communists. And I said, what? What do you mean you no longer investigate communists? He says, yeah, John, it's no longer part of our mission statement. We no longer keep track of, we no longer investigate, we no longer care about communists. So he from the tone of his voice, he was a bit dismayed that was the way it was, but, you know, he's got his job to do, and if he doesn't follow the protocols in the mission statement, he would lose his job and lose his pension. So obviously that was going no place. So that's where we are, Jeff, when we have known communists that are not being monitored, not being surveilled, and are just allowed to apparently freely operate. Is that your observation also?
Yeah. Well, not only that, they've entered the federal government. They, the President of the United States was one of them, President Barack Obama. I think it's, you know, a guy who was mentored by communists, who was a communist in college. We have testimony from people who were communists with him in college. He believed in the Marxist-Leninist revolution in college. He never has talked about that. He's never said, well, I was a communist, but, you know, I grew out of it. I participated in Marxist scholar conferences, but I no longer believe in it. You know, blah, blah, blah. No, he didn't have a conversion experience away from communism because he's never talked about it. He just, he hid it. Right. And then if you look at his policies, when he was president, he wanted to get rid of our nuclear weapons. Who would want to do that? When he was president, he did everything to bankrupt the country. We went from an outrageous $10 trillion or $9 trillion indebtedness to $20 trillion indebtedness.
Right,
and he did that through policies calculated to break the bank. So is he a communist? Was he? I've read, you know, my friend Trevor Lobson has written a couple of books. And, Trevor makes a very powerful case because, you know, you look at Valerie Jarrett, you look at other people around the president. Yeah, they, you know, this Brennan, the CIA director, admitted that he voted for Gus Hall in 1980, Gus Hall, the candidate of the Communist Party USA, the head of the CIA admits he was voting for a communist president?
And he also is a Muslim, by the way. So,
like the Muslim Brotherhood is, you know, I was talking to a reporter from Epoch Times, dissident website of dissident anti-communist Chinese, he had been doing research about how the Muslim Brotherhood was like a communist front set up decades ago to try to bring the Muslim world into communism. And he believes from his research, and I don't, you know, it makes sense to me, but I don't know the details. It was fascinating to listen to him, that the Muslim Brotherhood was always a communist front, that the Muslim Brotherhood is merely just, and I had, there was a lady from the intelligence community that was an expert in Iran that I met last year. And she had, you know, she worked on Iran for the intelligence some years ago. And she said that the entire leadership of clerical leadership of Muslim Iran were educated in the Soviet Union and were probably KGB agents.
I've read similar things, Jeff, that the schools that teach the imams were infiltrated and taken over in the 60s and 70s by the communists. And that just confirms what I already knew from other sources, what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, the idea that it's really Islam that we're dealing with and not a Islamic, you know, a communist front using Islam as a front to advance the revolution. There's a statement I just found yesterday made by Brezhnev in a book that Brezhnev wrote about the Iranian Revolution back in the 70s, 1979. And Brezhnev makes this statement. He says, well, you know, we're not against religions and stuff. And we got to understand that the way, you know, the way Islam is, we can work with religions. And so we can praise the Iranian Revolution, because it is a revolution akin to our own. You know, I mean, this is the head of the Soviet Union. I mean, Islam, right? They're supposed to hate atheists, communist atheism.
They're supposed to.
How is Brezhnev suddenly buddies with them, right?
Right. Well, it's they have common goals, and that's the destruction of the West and destruction of Christianity, so they do have a common goal, don't they?
Yeah. And not only have they, you know, a Muslim, but I, of course, I had a book that came out in Germany a year ago last November, and a German Muslim, I have had some long discussions with him. He's a reader of mine, and he pointed out, he says, you know, you're Christian, you know, Islam has a problem. It's infiltrated by the communists and being used. And he said, you have the same problem with your Christian churches. And then he just pointed to the current Pope, Pope Francis. And I thought, well, he's got me there. You know,
right.
If their you know, their religion was infiltrated, and we can't, he said, you can't fairly criticize modern Islam without realizing it's been hijacked by communists. And he says, your Catholic church is being hijacked by communists right now, or your Protestant churches are being, how many Protestant denominations have been hijacked by communists at the national level? Presbyterian Church USA, you think?
Right.
You know,
right.
as
right.
an example? Yeah,
right.
I think so.
Right. Well, this is a very, very serious matter that most Americans don't have a clue even exists, do they, Jeff?
No, and it's a problem, is that Americans aren't exercising their citizenship. They wouldn't know a communist if it bit them.
No.
I mean, they'd have no idea what's going on. This has been going on for more than a century now, since the Bolshevik Revolution more than a century ago. There's an interesting book written in the 1920s, and I'm trying to think what the title is. It's like Red Revolution or something. And you know, we had the communists tried to make a revolution in this country shortly after the Bolshevik Revolution. They shot at servicemen returning from World War I in parades. They agitated. They tried to blow up the Attorney General in his house, U.S. Attorney General in Washington. Threw a bomb through his front window. Luckily did not kill him. As Attorney General Palmer, there were the Palmer raids. And one of the things people don't remember is that the communists operated a big educational summer camp in Wisconsin, or I'm sorry, Michigan. And it was raided by federal agents. They found barrels full of documents how to infiltrate churches, how to infiltrate school boards, how to get elected to local office, how to get into the federal government. It was a giant educational program for infiltrating all the important positions of American society to influence them as a part of a coordinated long-term effort. In the 1920s, they were educating
right.
their members
right.
to do
right.
this.
Well, they've had considerable success, and they know how to focus. They have limited resources, and they focus those limited resources on critical points where they can have the most impact, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Look, how many cities have people on their city councils, or how many boards of supervisors have people on their boards of supervisors who are actually communists?
I'm sure there's many all over the country. Here, break, Jeff, we got a break here. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back here on Wednesday, the 24th January, visiting with Jeff Nyquist, the author of Origins of the Fourth World War, available for sale at his website at jrnyquist.com. That's linked to my links page, by the way, at thelibertyman.com. Jeff, is your book also available at Amazon?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. That makes it handy.
As well as other books that I've written, like the new Tactics of Global War is a book that I did a couple of years ago. And, of course, I co-authored with Cliff Kincaid the Red Jihad. And I also was a co-author in Back from the Dead, Return of the Evil Empire.
Okay. You need to get those on your website here, Jeff. I don't see them here. So do a little update.
Yeah. I'm not a super great advertiser type, you know. It's like people have to kind of be a little interested, which surprisingly people aren't.
Well, you got your brother's books listed here, so you need to get your own up there too. Just a general reminder. Okay, this communist infiltration goes back to 1917, of course. the goal in 1917 remains unchanged for the communists to dominate the world economically, politically, culturally, militarily. And it hasn't changed a bit, has it?
No. It's world revolution. They want to destroy capitalism, by the way, which is the organic, natural system of human civilization. Freedom, free market, free government. They want to destroy that and replace it with a system that has no history. It's called communism, which they don't know how to make communism because there's never been a communist society. Well, maybe Stone Age society was communist, you know, according to some anthropologists. If you only have stone tools, you can make a communist society because there's no real property except for what stones you pick up on the ground and fashion into weapons,
right?
Or tools. So it's a very strange philosophy. But it if you read the history of Karl Marx, who invented modern communism, Karl Marx didn't really believe in it. He just wanted to be dictator of Germany, and it was to have a revolution. He could. This was the rationale for taking power. In the name of the workers or the people.
Right. Reality is the public face of communism is everybody's equal, nobody owns any property. Reality is there's an oligarchy of a very few people who own everything, isn't it?
Yeah, basically that's right. All human social systems are hierarchical. There's what Robert Michel's Iron Law of Oligarchy, which means that even if you if you have to organize to create equality or democracy, that organization is unequal and undemocratic, basically. I mean, that was Robert Michel's a political scientist famous for writing a book called Political Parties, over 100 years ago. And yes, all human systems are oligarchical. That is, they're ruled from the top. And communism, if it claims otherwise, it's just lying because there's no such thing.
Right.
Yeah.
What's a famous quotation from Animal Farm? All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Yeah, George Orwell, Animal Farm, yeah.
Exactly.
And Napoleon the Pig ends up ruling everything, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I've been told there's about 20 families in China that could pay off the American national debt of $20 trillion if they chose to.
Yeah, probably. Of course, we have the option of not repaying that debt. So the Chinese are in a funny position because they predicated everything they have on bankrupting us. But they suddenly find themselves in the position that if they bankrupt us, they bankrupt themselves as well.
Right. Well,
typical of communist schemes, by the way. They often end up in this horrible backfiring kind of thing.
Right. Well, they're willing to murder 50 million of their own people to achieve their goals. So I believe they're capable of doing anything to achieve their goals. That's my personal belief.
Yeah, they're capable of killing 50 million Americans or maybe 300 million. There was a speech by Xiao Chen, the Chinese defense minister, in 2005 about exterminating the United States, doing a genocidal attack on the U.S., even mentioned using biological weapons or fashioning a new biological weapon to kill us all. It's a rather terrifying speech, and it was given before party cadres in secret in 2005. You can't find very many people here who want to talk about it.
Well, we're talking about it, Jeff. We're getting the word out right now on Wednesday, the 24th of January.
That's it. Most people don't know about things like this.
No. Well, we're getting the word out. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 24th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, and it's truly our project, the listeners and myself doing this, and I could not do it without the listeners, locating images of continents with new coastlines and television shows, movies, occasionally a magazine, maybe a poster. We got the earliest one going back to 1952. If you find an image of a continent with new coastlines, get that image screen capture to me, and you get your choice of MI5 DVDs. So thank you. Great project. Let's move forward with it. Also, my website, of course, are the Energy Cleaner. This is my home business. If you got arthritis pain, joint pain, or back pain, what are you waiting for? You're procrastinating? The Energy Cleaner now comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Only $285 shipping included. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Most people are going ahead and getting the mattress pad with the Energy Cleaner initially. It's a great way to get started. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and, of course, you can send me a check if you need to. My address is at the website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. His book is titled The Origins of the Fourth World War. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Jeff, you're on the West Coast, and while I had my early time slot from 6 to 8 a.m. Central Time. That would have been 4 to 6 a.m. Pacific Time. It just wasn't doable to get you on here. But now that I have this time slot, it's a bit more workable for your schedule, isn't it?
Yeah, it works. It's doable.
Okay. That's good to know. You do any public speaking, Jeff, at all?
Yeah, when I'm invited. Yeah, I do some. Yeah, I spoke in Milwaukee in May. I spoke at a Brazilian event in New York in October.
Okay.
I've been involved with events, watching closely events in Brazil and working with Brazilians to educate people there about communism. They're having a counter-revolution against communism in Brazil.
Well, good for them.
It's quite fascinating.
Good for them. Have the communists obtained any positions of power in Brazil? I'm not aware of what they've
done.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. The Workers' Party got power. They elected two presidents, and then they started to loot the country. And they were sending money from the country to Cuba and to Venezuela and to the narcos in Colombia. And the Brazilian people and the Brazilian army found out about it, and they started protesting and fighting back. And they impeached, Lula da Silva is in jail. That's the first communist president under the Workers' Party. And then Dilma Rousseff was impeached. And, of course, they're in this kind of in-between place where they're looking forward. They're forming a new conservative anti-communist political party. I had the chance to meet the gentleman that's going to head it. And they're having elections next fall. And they're hoping to get a real anti-communist government in power. And, block the Chinese from exploiting their economy, block the Russians, stop the communists that have infiltrated their government. They've got the same process that's going on here, became very advanced in Brazil.
I'd say so, because we weren't able to impeach our communist president. We let him serve out his full 8 years. It's so ironic, Jeff. I don't know if you saw Sheriff Arpaio's investigators report on the Hussein Obama's birth certificate being a computer-generated fraudulent document fabrication or not. But as you know, Jeff, I've spent most of my adult life dealing with real evidence in real courts, both civil and criminal mm-hmm. matters. And I'll tell you, Jeff, that I regard Sheriff Arpaio's investigation of the birth certificate as what might be called clear and convincing evidence that the birth certificate released by the Obama administration was, in fact, a computer-generated forgery. Do you have any response to that before we get to our next caller?
It's pretty fascinating. I did read the report at the time, and it's fascinating. But, of course, if there's something in Obama's background, perhaps that his father is not his father, or there's something else there about his birth that they wanted to hide. It's fascinating. What is it that they're hiding? What is the truth there?
That's a good question, and I hope we finally get an answer. And if he wasn't qualified to serve as or be elected president, it would be a constitutional crisis and a legal crisis, because it may certainly invalidate everything that he signed during those 8 years. It would be quite a dilemma, but I'm sure it would be resolved in some manner. We've got a caller and holder. We've got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes, Jeff, you were talking about this thing with the communists and how, there's three or four of them that could just pay off everything. I heard something, and I started looking at this real hard, where under the Obama administration, they flew to China and they signed some papers. And at first it seemed like, just some kind of a treaty or something like that. But then it came out that what they have done is basically ruined us. What they put us in a position where all government-owned land, all that stuff out west, all of this is under an agreement that if we belly up, the Chinese move in and take it. And I wondered if you could comment on anything like that.
Jeff?
I have heard of it. There are so many of these schemes, it's hard to keep up with them all. I mean, one of the things the communists do is that they create different schemes. Like global warming is a communist scheme. It was invented by a Politburo member in the Central Committee of the Communist Party Soviet Union around 1980. He was their science guy. He was a Politburo member in the Soviet Union who was involved in science. I wrote a long article on my website about him, and they determined that global warming was something that they could put over on people. Nuclear winter is another one, talking about weather. This business now, people are discovering that heart disease is not caused by animal fat. It's caused by eating sugar. And so the whole non-fat movement, well, my friend Trevor Loudon and I informed me that the doctor, the researcher that invented this idea that animal fat's bad for you, was a Communist Party member.
Right.
The homosexual movement, the radical homosexual movement, was started by a Communist Party member. The radical feminist movement was started by communists.
You just go down the line, so, it seems.
Right.
Yeah, it's all of it is sabotage, and they're so busy with the sabotage, and people don't realize, you know, telling women to be unsatisfied with being moms. I mean, if you're a Soviet general, what do you want to happen to the birth rate in the United States? You want it to decline so we don't have soldiers, you know, because the Soviet birth rate's declining, and they want ours to decline. So they have to create
these things. My final comment on this whole thing is this. Have you ever listened to a guy named Brix Ware? He's out there. And he had a really scathing report about what's going on in the Grand Canyon, and that there's a military base that's built on one end. You're not allowed anywhere near it because of a huge amount of gold that they found in there many, many years ago. It was reported. He backed it up with newspaper articles in the turn of the century. And here's the thing, bottom line, if this happens and the Chinese are allowed to walk in and take over the Grand Canyon, you imagine taking our natural resources. They're just going to pillage this country.
Of course they will. That's a given.
Thank you for your time, guys.
Okay, Fred, we appreciate your call. The call number is 800-313-9443. What Fred says is 100% accurate, isn't it, Jim? But I'm Jeff. Excuse me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hadn't heard this about the Grand Canyon, but yeah, the Chinese are trying to get into the United States and exploit raw materials. And we've got politicians. Look at the Uranium One deal that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, participated in allowing. This is a deal to turn over 20% of our uranium over to Russia, to a Russian-controlled company. I mean, there are some researchers who are suggesting that uranium was used to build North Korean nuclear weapons and possibly Iranian nuclear weapons. So, you know, it's incredible.
It is.
You know?
It is. Well, Donald Trump and Trump's people that are part of his team, I believe they know and understand most of what you're saying, don't you, Jeff?
I don't know if they do. Honestly, I don't think that the National Security Advisor, Mr. McMaster, General McMaster, understands it. I don't know that John Kelly, the White House Chief of Staff, understands it. Maybe Secretary of Defense Mattis understands it. I don't know.
Well, if anybody would, Mattis would. Mattis is known to be a voracious reader.
Yeah.
And
Mattis, I think, has said publicly that Russia is a threat to the U.S., and he understands that, I think.
Right.
So, yeah. But, you know, the thing is that the American public would hear more of the truth about the kind of weapons that Russia's building.
You know, I agree. It needs to happen, and we're doing our little bit here to get the word out. They're in a hurry. They want to get their shiny new world order, which means the communist control of everything. They want to get that done, and they want to get it done now, don't they?
Yeah, well, I think they were hoping to get it done by the 100th anniversary of the revolution, because they're tired of pretending that they're not communist anymore. They're tired of pretending.
Really?
Putin basically spoke before an enormous communist gathering in Sochi, Russia, in it was last October. It was a 30,000 communist youth, the biggest communist youth organization in the world, and he gave a speech saying, "Go for it. I'm behind you. I'm 100% with you. You're the greatest." This was his speech. Now, you right. tell me that he's a Christian and a conservative when he speaks before 30,000 communists and says, "I'm on your side. I'm with you. Go for it." That's not a conservative. He cannot be a Christian, and he's not. It's a disinformation campaign to trick conservatives like Patrick Buchanan, who has been duped, sadly. And it's disappointing to see how conservatives are just as easily turned into useful idiots as liberals used to be.
Right. Well, Putin's been observed publicly wearing a crucifix around his neck, hasn't he?
Well, that's something that he put a big show on. You know, he went on Larry King with that crucifix back in 2000, October of 2000.
It's been that long
ago. And Larry King asked him about it. Yeah, Larry King asked him about it. And he gave the story about how the cross, this crucifix, miraculously survived a fire. And Larry King, you know, he's kind of pushy. And Larry King said, tell us what you believe in. Tell us about your faith. And Putin wouldn't. Putin wouldn't acknowledge Jesus Christ as a savior. And finally, Larry King, in frustration, "What do you believe in?" And Putin's answer was, "I believe in the power of man," was the translation given verbally on the show. And that's a communist answer. I'm sorry.
It is. It is. It's a classic. It is a classic communist answer. No doubt whatsoever.
Yeah. A Christian doesn't say, "I believe in the power of man." He says, "I believe in Jesus Christ, my savior." He doesn't say he believes in the power of man. Yeah, I mean that. And there was an interesting episode in Cuba when, and you can find the transcript online. They've got this online where Putin was interviewed by the Cuban press. This also, I think, was in 2000. And I think it was December, and they asked him whether he was a communist, and Putin gave the strangest answer. He said, "Call me a pot, but heed me not." Or another translation would be, "Call me a pot, but don't put me in the oven." You know, and that's like, what does he mean by that? You right. ask him if he's a communist, and he doesn't say yes or no. He just says that.
Right.
And
right.
that's a communist answer, though. That is an answer. If you understand how the Aesopian language that they always use, They speak in code to their own followers, and then they speak in a deceptive way to us so that we're fooled into believing they're not. And you look all around the world. Every communist leader is denying that they're a communist. Hugo Chavez denied he was a communist. The Workers' Party leaders, Dilma Rousseff and Lula da Silva, denied they were communists. Putin denies he's a communist. The Chinese leaders portray themselves as capitalists. I remember Jiang Zemin came here and said that his favorite political hero was Abraham Lincoln when he came here. You know, and he was on 60 Minutes, and I said, "Wow, you know, Chinese communist whose hero is Abraham Lincoln." I mean, that's
Jeff, I need to stop you here for just a moment.
Yeah.
I back in the 70s, I inadvertently came in contact with a lot of communists as part of the peace movement, and I got to know some of these guys, and they do admire, the communists admire Abraham Lincoln, and I've since found out that the failed communist revolution in Germany, a lot of those communists ended up in the Lincoln administration. Well, you know this, but most Americans don't. It was a shock and a surprise to me. But Lincoln is widely admired by communists worldwide, isn't he?
Yes. Oh, yeah, he is. Karl Marx admired him. But, of course, that doesn't mean Lincoln was a communist. It meant that it merely meant that they liked him. And the communists, they had certain ideas about the unification of the human race and the equality of people that, of course, made them sympathetic to the cause of freeing the black slaves in the United States. And so that there was a, there was a coincidence of objectives there. But the communist movement was very young then. It wasn't what it later became in many regards. But yes, communism has a history in the United States going back to the far into the 19th century.
It does. It does. And yeah. People, you know, if you don't understand the history, it's hard to understand everything else. You need to know the foundational elements of all these things. And I'm a big fan of Anatoly Golitsyn's book, also New Lies for Old. I think it's very foundational for people to understand what's going on, don't you, sir?
Absolutely, it does.
It does. Here's our break.
Golitsyn, yeah.
We had a break. We can talk about Golitsyn when we get back. Stay tuned.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
Say the 24th January visit with Jeff Nyquist. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jeff, you got a follow-up comment on Anatoly Golitsyn's book?
Yeah, maybe people haven't heard of him. He was a KGB major who defected in December 1961. He worked in counterintelligence in a think tank in Moscow where they were planning the reorganization of the KGB in the 1950s. to carry out what they called the long-range strategy of deception, which would include fake splits in the communist bloc, including a fake split between China and Russia, to cause America to run in and support China's industrialization. And the other operation was a future collapse of communism that would be used as the final offensive to disarm the West and prepare for the final victory of communism worldwide. That would be the summary. Gallitzin wrote a book about this in 1984 in which he predicted the collapse of the Soviet Union, and he made like 140 falsifiable predictions, of which about 93% came true by 1992, and I believe the percentage is higher now.
Right. Right, and I was talking about Gallitzin's book last week. The title of it is New Lies for Old. And he wrote a follow-up book, Perestroika Deception, which I believe is well done also, but I believe the first book is the more important. If you're only going to get one, get that one, and if you want to read the follow-up book, Perestroika Deception, by all means do it. And when he came to the West, MI5 and in England and the CIA both debriefed him, didn't they, Jeff?
Yeah, he was debriefed because he had information about spy networks and penetration of NATO. In fact, a somewhat fictional movie made by Alfred Hitchcock was based on his defection. It was called Topaz.
Really? Topaz? I wasn't, I'm a Hitchcock fan. I'll have to check that out, Topaz.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm a movie buff, and I'll be checking out Netflix and Amazon as soon as the show's over. Outstanding. Well, Jeff, we got about 2 minutes left here. What information you want to get out these people these last 2 minutes?
Well, I think about the coup against President Trump with the whole Russia thing, it's very important to understand how communist strategy and politics works, how they play on both sides. They use a dialectical thinking where they control both sides, trying to create an outcome. Everybody expected Hillary Clinton to win that election, and she did not win. And I believe that Hillary Clinton is part of this communist conspiracy to destroy the United States.
Agreed.
The fact that she lost really upset their plans. And so they needed to destroy Donald Trump. And they created the perfect diversion. All of their people were Russian agents. They began posturing after the 2012 election. They began to posture as anti-Russian champions of America versus Russia, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They postured against Russia, but it was all fake. And they used that. And then they continued to make that posturing because it masked who they really were.
Exactly.
They were really helping Russia with the technology.
Jeff, we're out of time. Let's talk privately soon. We're going to have you back on here.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, energy, cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.